That's on top. Vok Yossi Rav Avuhum, when Rav Avuhum came, Omer Rav Yechon, said over the name of Rav Yechonon, that another takona, that Echa Ilon Hanoitel Teich Sodech Averoi. If you have a tree that's growing on your property, but it's leaning over to the property of your friend, it's Noitel Teich Averoi. Is V'yechot Ilon HaSomach Lemeitzer. Or else if you have a tree that's near the boundary, again, that the tree, the fruits itself, are like hanging outside your property. So maybe I would think you're potter from bringing bikurim. The Chiddush says, no, maybe the kura. You're allowed to bring bikurim from these fruits, and you could be kureya al ha'domash nasatali. Why? Shamanas ken himchu Yeshua li Yisrael esoretz. That this is one of the takonas Yeshua made when they first came into Eretz Israel, that such property should belong to the Baal Ilon. Even though by Bikurim there's such halacha that you only bring Bikurim if the ground belongs to you also, here you're allowed to bring it. Because we consider that this outside ground or your friend's ground belongs to you. That's a takona that Ezra, that Yeshua made. So there's another takona. So how come this wasn't learned in the first brayso that we had before that says 10 takonas? So most of it like this. Elaman tano asara tanoyim, shisna Yeshua. Who's the Tana that said over that halacha that we had before, that Yeshua made 10 Tanoim? It's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's only an Amoira. It's an Amoira, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that said this over. So I'll tell you that Rav Gevia Mevek Svil, Master Labahedja, and he learned this clearly, that Rav Tanchum Rav Rayim, Amri, they said over Mishum Zakin Echad, Umana, who they said over from? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So they said over in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's name, that Asara Tanoim Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua made 10 Tanoim. So it comes down, it's not really a Mishnah, it's only an Amorah that said it over. So it could be a Saga Machlaikis, Enech Nami. Rabbi Yechon argues and says, Taka, there were 11 Takonis, not only 10. And Rashi says, Vokiyosa, Umas Nisan Hevet Tiyufta. The Avamina was, like the Mishnah now, the Bryce says that it's Tiyufta on Rabbi Yechon. Tiktoni Asara Basulai. Before the Bryce, the Stam Bryce says, there are only 10 Takonis that Yeshua made. So the kash from Rabbi Yechonon, how could he get on to say another takona? So that's why I said the kash of Levi must be. So it's a kash of Raisa. The answer is no, it's not a stam Raisa. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amrinu. For Levi must be some Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Levi must be. It's not a Raisa. It's only a learning. For Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Amirah. He was only an Amirah. For Rabbi Yechonon, follow the Levi. It's not true. Rabbi Yechonon, talk argues on him. According to Rabbi Yechonon, it could be there were 11 takonis. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds there's only 10 takonis. But it's not a kasha in Rabbi Yechonon for a braisa. Because it's not a braisa, it's only a yochid that said it. So Rabbi Yechonon could argue. He also said there were 11 takonis. Right. Asura takonis, tikin Ezra. Ezra also made 10 takonis. Shekurin b'mincha b'shabbos. One takona was supposed to lane the Torah by mincha. The Kurin b'sheni v'chamishi. Another takona was to lane Monday and Thursday. The donin b'sheni v'chamishi. That Bezdin should be opened on Monday and Thursday. O mechabsin v'chamishi b'shabbos. Supposed to wash your clothing l'kavod Shabbos on Thursday. Not wait for Friday, it'll be too busy Friday. Supposed to do it on Thursday for the l'kavod Shabbos. V'oichlin shum b'yero Shabbos. Supposed to eat shum, garlic, on Erev Shabbos. Soon see why. V'shetayisha mash kemes v'yofa. Whenever your wife has to bake bread, in other words, when you don't have bread in the house, when she bakes it, she should break it early in the morning. Mashkemis v'yofa. We'll also see why. But actually says, V'yoyim sheet tzrichal achois v'yofa shachas v'for shetei pas mitzuya li'oni ha'machzir. Like this, in case an oni comes by the house, you should always have bread to give him. So there comes a time when you don't have bread in the house anymore, she should bake it early in the morning. Today that even if an oni comes early in the morning, you'll have bread to give him. V'shetei isha chageres b'sina. An isha should wear like an apron chveis. On a mocker, Rashi says, Dugmas Michnasayim Ketanim. Like small underpants she should wear. That's Alcineus. Vishadeisha Chayfefes Vitavelis. When she has to go to the mikvah, before she's table, she should comb out of here. Chayfefes. Rashi says, Bemesarek, Biyam Tfilosa. Mishum Chatzitza. Well, the common porra called Yeraisi. Lezig Marasakasha, Kuratanissa Yeraisa. If she has knots in here, she can't be table. So what do you need to connect says before? Pshita. So we'll see in the Gemara why. Another takana was that Reuchlin, people selling besom, selling perfume, should go around the cities giving perfume to the ladies. Liskashik ben Rashi said they should look nice. And then a wife should look nice for her husband. So in order she should look nice for her husband, she's supposed to have makeup or
perfume so that the Reichlim are allowed to go around the city to sell it to them. V'tiken tfilu lebalakarian. Ezra also made a takana for Balkari. He also has to be tevil in the mikvah before he could learn Torah, or also before he could daven. Yeah. Now, these are the 10 takanas that Ezra made. Now, Koirin, Shiyei Koirin b'mincha b'Shabbos. He said they should daven mincha, they should lain by mincha on Shabbos, mishum yoshvei koronis. Because of the yoshvei koronis, Rashi says it means yoshvei chanuyis kol yimei sachoyol. People that were working in the shop the whole week, they're busy doing business all week. We ain't current, and they don't learn. They don't read the Torah. Therefore, the men at Takana, they should also hear the Torah on Mincha. Now, they ain't current b'shen v'chamishi. They can't hear the Torah even Thursday and Monday because they're busy. Therefore, tikkun the beginayo kriya yisera. There's a sakin because of them an extra kriya Mincha on Shabbos. Even though it's the shachas in the morning, everybody heard the kriya ready. But still, there's a sakin that Mincha is special for the people that are yeshve koronis. And they also takana to lay in the Torah on Monday and Thursdays. For the Gemara Ezra tikin v'ami kara hevi. Was this Ezra takana? They had this inyan before also. V'ami kara hevi miskino. Is this a takana way before Ezra? The Tanya will learn like this. The pasuk says va'yelchu shleishes yomim b'midbar v'loim otzu mayim. The clients went 3 days in the midbar and they couldn't find any water. What does the pasuk mean? They couldn't find water. So darshe rishumas amri. The people that darshan, the Rashi says, Rishumas means mikrois. The people that don't darshan the Torah well, they darshan trust in this posik is ein ma'ayim ela Torah. Means they weren't learning Torah for 3 days. Shenema the posik says, hoi kol tzomu l'chula ma'ayim. That whoever's thirsty, go to ma'ayim means go learn Torah. So kivan shaholchu shleishes yom b'loi Torah. Since Klai Yisrael went 3 days without learning Torah, nil, they became weak. They got lost, they became weak there. Is it because of that? Omdu Nevi'im Shebeneim. The Nevi'im, but Tech Klai Yisrael at that time, they lay a takona, v'tiknu lehem, shiokerim b'Shabbos, that you're supposed to lay in the Torah on Shabbos. Omasikim v'yecha b'Shabbos, then we skip Sunday. V'kerim b'Sheni, we read Monday. Omasikim shlishi revi, v'kerim b'chamishi, we lay in on Thursday. Omasikim erev Shabbos. So what's the inyan? Kedei shelo yilaynu gimu yomim b'lay Torah. Should not pass by 3 days without learning Torah. So it comes out this was at the corner way before, by the Nevi'im, way before Ezra. So Hakim here has brought down, this is one of the 10 takonas that Ezra made. So Mer says like this, Mikara tiknu chad gavra tlosa psuki. Before, the first takona was one person should learn, 3 psukim, that's all. I mean, they have a shame, they learn Torah. Inam miros atayim, maybe even tlosi gavri, tlosa psuka. Maybe 3 people reading 3 psukim. Kineged kahanim levi'im yisraelim. But that's all, so 9 psukim would have been enough. Also who, now Ezra came, Le'atakon ha'tikein, Tlosa Gavri, true, you have to have 3 aliyas, but the Asara psuki, there should be 10 psukim at least, we learn at least 10 psukim. Kineged Asara batlonim, kineged the 10 batlonim, son, batlonim here means these are 10 kelulite, 10 people that don't work, that are bottled from Malacha, but they're always around to do mitzvahs, to make a minyan. Rashi says, Asara batlonim, there are 10 batlonim in the city. That means bnei yodim kisherim, good people. Don't think they're some battles, they're some batlonim, some bums. No, they're kisherim. Batlonim and lachtim, they're bottled from doing work. Lastik b'tzorch etziba, but they set aside to work in tzorch etziba. For lovely koyd mila beis haknesses, they come first to shul. Today shiyu mitzuyin asar leis atfila. There should always be a minion there b'shas tfila. Or mitzpanasim mishal tziba, and tziba helps them out. The tziba supports, flies them. Akelu. So Akit said, that's what Ezra made a takono to learn 10 psukim. So now if you learn 10 psukim, you have to remember the kailu. Make of the kailu. You have learned 10 psukim. Right. V'donin b'sheni v'chamishi. Also made a takono, you're supposed to have the bezdin should be open on Monday and Thursdays. Teshchichi diyos l'mikra b'sifra. Since people come into the shul, they come into the city then to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, so about the people are there anyway, so therefore it's easy for them to have their din Torah then. So Me'at HaKona, the Bati Dinim, should be open on Monday and Thursday. V'aytev Shiyo Mechabsin V'chamishi B'Shabbos. The Me'at HaKona is they should wash your clothing on Thursday. Zumar says, Mishum Kovet Shabbos. In order they should have nice clean clothing for Shabbos. Now why not Friday? Shabbos is because Amol, it used to be Friday, it's too busy in the house. Amol didn't have washing machines, didn't have dryers, so they go down to the river to wash your clothing as a Gansav Eidah. So you can't wait to Thursday, you can't wait to Friday, you won't be able to make Torah Shabbos. So now the kind of was to do it with Dafka on Thursday. The mice behind the shirt, Michael, mice, halavai, they should do it on Friday. It's supposed to have nice clean clothing for Shabbos. Heidl mice, if you have a washing machine in the dry, it's not so good to do it on Friday. But if she oichlin shum b'yer Shabbos, the kind of to eat garlic on Friday. Mishumayna, one reason mishumayna. Rashi learned Shemitzvah oine b'leil Shabbos akusun sikh Rav Yehuda. It's a mitzvah to be with your wife, live with your wife Friday night and Shabbos. The Hashum eating garlic marbes azera. It makes a lot of zera in the body, so therefore it's good. So that's why he's supposed to eat garlic on Erev Shabbos. You see the pasuk says until him Asher piriyo yitayim biyitayi, that the fruit is given at the right time. What does that mean? V'omer Rav Yehuda v'itayim Rav Nachman v'itayim some sets Rav Kana v'itayim some sets Rav Yechanan. The Madaik, then you have to say it over Kolayim Adav V'Shem Oimrei. You have to say it over in the right name. Maybe Gula Liyelim, so because of the Madagdik, you have to make sure you said over God in the right name. But I just saw Pshatay from the Michtam Elio Agav. He just said, what's the famous, what's the Pshatay? Kolayim Adav V'Shem Oimrei is maybe Gula Liyelim. What's so great about saying Adav Reimer V'Shem Oimrei? So learn the Pshat from maybe Gula. Gula the Pshat is you uncover things. The Emes, the truth, would be Nizgala by Yemais HaMashiach. The Yisoyz for Gula, that's the Midas of Yaakov, Titin Emes, Emes the truth. Now come Yemais HaMashiach, look, Molah Azdeya, everybody will see the truth. So be Mezgala, Gilui, you'll see the Emes. So if you bring Emes to the world, that's the Skula to bring upon the Mashiach, bring the Gula. So call Ma'am Medov HaMashiach, remember something like this. Why don't you want to say open, why don't you want to say open somebody else's name? Because you'd rather say that you said it. If you say that you said it, someone will think, oh, you're a great person, you take the credit for yourself. You say it over in the other person's name, so the pshat is the credit doesn't belong to me, it deserves to him. So that's called emes. You'd be knowing the needs of emes to know the weirdest credit go to the person that deserves it. You'll say it over with Shane Wainbury. Don't take the credit for yourself and give it to him. That's called emes. If you know the needs of emes, that's maybe gula yerlam. That's the school to get the gula. Which that would be gula is uncover the emes. But the copan here, the madag can say over clearly who said it. So Rav Yechanan, he be tamer of Rav Kana, he tamer something of Yechanan. What does the pasuk mean? That goes in a person lives with his wife from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. This is called the Einov Talmud Chacham. Tana Rabbanim. There were five things said about garlic. Masbia, first of all, it fills you up. Kabbalistic, plate of garlic. Or mashkin, it also makes you shine. Shadno, Rashi mashkin mecham minet aguf. It makes the body hot. If you're cold a little bit, too cold outside, take some garlic. Or matzo ponim. If you don't look so nice, you want to have a shiny face, eat some garlic, it'll make your face shine. Matzo ponim. Or marve hazera, it also makes a lot of zera in the body. For your horri kinem, shevene mayim. If you have some worms in your stomach, so instead of going to the doctor, just take some garlic. It'll kill the worms in your stomach. The yeshayim, some say, machnis ava, if you don't love too much, so eat garlic, it'll make you love. Machnis ava, or mighty as a kinem. It'll take out kinem, it'll take out jealousy. If you have too much jealousy, somebody has too much jealousy, tell him to eat garlic. That's a skula. You'll eat garlic, it'll take out the kin of the body, and it'll bring an ava. So Rashi says, Machnis is ava, mitash shema sameach is alive. It makes you happy. So when you come happy, so merely you'll be in a happy mood, and that will take away the jealous also. And a happy guy won't be jealous.
You like the smell of it?
Right. Vishitahei, bakopon amashvera Shabbos is supposed to eat garlic. Well, if I what people eat, put in the chon, they say, if they put garlic in the chon, they eat sazay, but then you eat it Shabbos morning, it's too late already. Kruchot, you have to take shalom Friday night, almost. You take some shalom Friday night, chach, you eat some garlic down. You can eat it Friday, but some Erev Shabbos is good. But those are many, they can have some shalom Friday night. Friday Shabbos. Mestus l'shem garlic, it's okay. Okay. Right, shte isha mashkemes v'yoifa. And isha should get up early in the morning to bake bread. Kidei shtei pas mitzui laniyim. It's not after Friday, if I say. It's any day of the week. When his wife sees there's no more bread left in the house, she should get up early that morning to bake bread, always have extra bread in on hand. So what the Gaya Toss is, you should always have bread in your house, in case somebody comes to the door, doesn't have what to eat, you should always have bread. Right, if she isha chageras, but sin isha should wear like a girdle, she should wear. Mishum sinusa, sin yitznias, they should wear it. Next, she rashes it, like, leshrach min haveiro. Hazei chashom, she had to tie with to be with a man, so she has to undress and take off the girdle, a reminder. So therefore, she should always wear this, al mishum sinias. And each before she goes to the mikvah, she has to first come out of here. That's the takana of Ezra. For at the Gemara, the Yeraisi, there's an issue of the Yeraisa if you have knots in your hair. The Tanya will learn. The pasuk says, "Rochas es b'sar b'mayim." She'll got to be dashed from this, and if your body has to go into the water, That you get out of chatzitza on your body, you have to make sure your body goes into the mikvah, and that there should be something between you and the water. Right, then the pasuk says, es b'saroi, v'darshin es hatofel b'saroi. Something secondary to the basar, what is that? Or my knee, what is that? That's sar, the hair. Kids of the isha's hair also has to go into the mikvah. So some people have the minichvei, so see them, the ladies shave off the hair because of this. Shouldn't be any problems, because they have to go into the mikvah. But if they don't shave off the hair, though, they have to make sure the hair goes into the mikvah. So, the chura, they have to comb out their hair in order to make sure there's no knots. Because if they have knots, there'll be a chatzitz in the hair. So, chura, they have to comb out their hair anyway. So, what's like this? The yiraisa liyayune. Dilma mikta. True. The yiraisa, before she goes to the mikvah, she has to check out her hair. That's enough. Just check it out. And make sure there's no knots there. But if she checks her, I don't know if she could check her, she has a shema. If somebody checks her out, that's enough. Inami mois. Inami mois, midi mishum chatzitza, Rashi de mois, inami mois, ye midi mishum chatzitza, Rashi de mois meluchlach. Well, maybe she has some dirt on her, so true, midi rice before she goes to the mikvah, she has to check herself out. She has to check out her hair, she has to check out her body, she has to make sure there's no chatzitza.